Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield. Made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Belgrade in what was Yugoslavia in March 1961. The album Meeting in Studio 2, that is Jack Deevil on the piano, Bernard Vitette on flugelhorn, Francois Jeannot on tenor saxophone, Jacques Hess on the bass, Art Taylor. He certainly travelled around, didn't he? That was Art Taylor on the drums, Predrag Ivanovic on trumpet, and Edward Sadgill on tenor saxophone. That was called Theme Number 4, and this is Spinning Jazz, Pete Evans, Sheffield Live. Moving on with something from 65 on Blue Note Records, Dexter Gordon's album Getting Around, Gordon on the tenor sax, Bobby Hutcherson on vibes, Barry Harris on piano, Bob Cranshaw on bass, Billy Higgins playing the drums. This is Heartaches. Stick around till 11. Great music, as always.
Thank you. Thank you.
recorded at Rudy Van Gelder's studio in Englewood Cliffs, New Jersey in 1965 on the Verve label, that is Grant Green from his album His Majesty King Funk, and that was the Selma March. Grant Green on guitar, Larry Young on organ, Ben Dixon on the drums, Harold Vick on the tenor saxophone, Candido Camero on the congas and bongos, and we're moving to 93 now, and a Japanese album on the Venus label by the great Walter Bishop Jr. with his trio. The album's called Speak Low Again, and this is Kiko's Samba, and it features Bishop on the piano, Paul Brown on bass, and Al Harewood is playing the drums. It's Spinning Jazz, it's Pete Evans at Sheffield Live. Records, the album Going to the Movies. That's Jerome Richardson and No Problem. Jerome Richardson on the tenor saxophone, Les Spann on the flute, Richard Wyans on piano, Henry Grimes on bass, and Grady Tate playing the drums. on the East Wind label from 1976. That was keyboardist Hubert Eaves from his album Esoteric Funk. And that was a tune called Call to Awareness. Before that, on Palo Alto Records from 1983, it was David Diggs from his album Real World. And the tune we heard was Window of a Child. We're heading back to 1960 now, and the Riverside record label, and an album by James Clay, A Double Dose of Soul. This is New Delhi, Victor Feldman's tune, and this one features Clay on the flute. Victor Feldman is on the vibes. Gene Harris of the Three Sounds is playing the piano. Sam Jones on bass, and Louis Hayes at the drums. It was recorded in Los Angeles in October 1960.